Just before I open the Word of God and we look at the Word together, break the bread of life, I'd like to tell you a couple things. I have a couple perplexities in life. This has nothing to do with my message. It's just me. I have a couple perplexities and bafflements in my life I can't figure out. Now, I have a subscription to the Men's Journal. It's a magazine for men. And it has some really good things in it, but it has a lot of advertisements. So I don't know if I'm going to subscribe again. But when I look into this magazine, I look at it and I say, wow, what audience are you trying to reach? Now, men or ladies, maybe somebody can help me out here. But, you know, in this magazine I got just recently, it shows a big picture of a wonderful sandwich. Okay? And it really looks good. But now, if you want a collared melt, I had to look up collared, first of all. How many men know a collared, you know? Maybe Chuck. He's got a big garden. But a collared melt, you know, it's a green leaf, and you got to cut the stem out of it to even eat it. But here's what they want you to do to make this middle soaker, slice of rice, beautiful sandwich. Now, I'm not sure what audience they're trying to reach, but it is coming into my home. Now, here's what you need for this melt. Not the ingredient, not the measurement of the ingredients, nor all the steps to make this sandwich. But you need, here's what you need. Now, I'm just perplexed because they're, you'll get it here in a minute. But I'm trying to figure out, if I want this wonderful sandwich that the Men's Journal has shown me, I've got to buy collard greens, unsalted butter, 6 to 8 garlic cloves, white sugar, red wine vinegar, unseasoned or rice vinegar, Louisiana-style hot sauce, now maybe Creole seasoning, and 1 tablespoon of red chili flakes, granulated chicken bouillon, kosher salt, sliced green cabbage, white onions, distilled white vinegar, freshly ground black pepper, unsalted butter, 18 soft rice slices, Swiss cheese cut, and tells you cut it thick, and Russian dressing. Now, when I count this up, I have 20 ingredients. Now, come on. How many men are going to look at this sandwich and say, man, I'm going to do that? David, take me. Who?
I should cancel that magazine because I don't like the article on the other side.
What's? I don't know if I want to.
That's not coming into our home.
This is a weird. Well,
no, that's not coming into our home.
I have an X on it. Do you want to see the X?
That's not coming
into our home anymore. Should I tell them what the word is? I didn't read the article. It says sandwich sorcery. No, but I mean, who's going to go out and buy, you know, 20 ingredients to make a sandwich? I was thinking, what's wrong with the BLTs? Bacon, lettuce, and tomato on you know, toasted bread. I got another one for you, so I'm just perplexed. So, no, this is a different one. No, I can't stop now because it's in my hand. We're friends here. Does it?
I came for this.
You came for this. Hallelujah. All right. So here, okay, my second perplexity in life is, why are they sending me things like this? If you, for men's wear, for men's jackets, shirts, denims, here we are. You could buy this shirt, pants, and T-shirt, and there's a guy standing out in a wheat field. You can send for this on the website for $1,763. Okay, so I'm perplexed. I mean, who are they trying to reach? Okay, so here's a sweater for $920. Okay, and here, if you want, I mean, this is real life. I'm not making this up. In my Men's Journal, it comes to me, if I want this bleached out denim jacket, all I have to do is send them $685. I'm perplexed. I'm just telling you. This is just life. I'm perplexed, Jeff. What do I do? Okay, so Here's an outfit that I can have, a sweater and a pants for $2,535. I don't know what the audience are reaching, but they're trying to reach me. But they ain't reaching me. Just two more. So I'm baffled because this shirt here, Tracy might buy it for Dave. I don't know. It's a wonderful shirt. It's an even $500. You can have it. You can have it. And this one here, I don't even want to tell you what the price is. And it's a website. I'm not making this up. You can have this special pants, name brand. I'm sure it's a name brand. Here we are. $5,395. Does this reach men that I know of? That's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. So my perplexity is, how do they expect people to want to eat 20 ingredients in a sandwich and pay thousands of dollars for a shirt? I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody out there, but man, it's not at 124 Valley View Drive, I'll tell you. All right. How many love the Word of God? Let's turn to Mark, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, chapter 4, and verse 26 through 29, we'll read. All right, the parable of the growing seed. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. This is a new James King version. Well, your version's slightly different. That's fine. But for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. The important verse is verse 26. We start out, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. The title of my message is Sowing and Reaping. And before, oftentimes when I speak, you'll hear me say the word principle. Oh, that's the principles of God. That's the principle. So this morning, I've never tried to explain what I mean by that. This morning, it struck me that I want to explain to you a little more in depth what I mean by when I say that's the principle of God. Because you can't always see a principle, but yet it's there. In the natural world, we have the law of physics. Now, in science class, when you're growing up, you read, biology, and you read about this and that. There's the law of physics. And that means there's things that are set in place that has a cause and effect. And it's just a reasonable, logical way of doing things and things that occur. Now, let me give you an illustration. If I had one of Dave's billiard balls, I almost forgot to ask. I was going to ask him to bring it. If I put it on this table and nothing moves and there's no external force and it just sits there, it won't move. But now if I rolled the ball and there was no gravity, the ball would roll and roll and roll. That's called cause and effect. And everything has a cause and effect. There's some nuclear cause and effects that I know somebody could explain it. I can't explain it, so I'll move on. But gravity is a cause and effect. All of us are held down because there's a force that holds us down. The laws of physics, we can't escape it. It's just logically there, and sometimes it's reasonably there. Let me give you an illustration of cause and effect. Now, you could relate to this. I said the sandwich. If we eat too much food and we don't exercise, sometimes the cause is we've eaten a lot, and the effect is we're gaining some calories and gaining some weight. The cause and effect. It's the laws of physics. Another principle is that I thought of, and it's great. Dennis plays the bass guitar. John plays the guitar. Gene plays the piano. I play a little bit of, I'm like a hodgepodge. a little bit of everything. And but when you have, the cause is, when you hit a string or you hit a piano note, you got low notes, you got high notes, and when you hit that note, there's a cause and effect. And what I'm talking about is a principle, and you'll understand why I want you to understand the principle in a few minutes. But when you hit a note on the piano, say, the cause is my finger's hitting a note, the hammer inside the piano is hitting the metal string, and the metal string is then vibrating, and the vibration is sending out sound that's hitting your ear. So you can't see sound, but you can hear sound. But the principle is, the cause is what you've done, and the effect is this description of what caused it. So you hit the key or you string the instrument, and what's happened is the fingers stringing the strings. Now, they're all stringed instruments, except a harmonica. That's a reeded instrument. But it's still vibration. The reed is vibrating. So there's a cause and effect. That's the principle. If you light a bonfire, you're going to use a match, or you're going to try to light the dry wood, and it catches fire. And so there's an action, and then there's a reaction. There's a cause and effect. The wood starts burning. So those are principles. Those are principles that we have. It's something that it just happens. And they're principles in the natural world. They're laws of physics. Now that's just a very short. It's very lengthy, and probably it's many things are over my head. But those are laws of the natural world. The laws of physics. And in God's world, I call it the spirit world. In the spirit world, there's a principle. And the principle leads us to verse 26 that says, the kingdom of God. The greatest thing that you and I could ever know and ever feel and ever see, and the principles that we have are laid right before us. We can't always hear them. We can't always see them. But they're principles that we need to know that they're there and they're real. And that is the kingdom of God. It's his world, capital H. It's his world. It's his government. It's his rule. It's his law. Jesus took the laws of the government of his kingdom, made it his own. And we come into the kingdom of God. Isn't it great to be a part of the kingdom? So you say, well, sowing and reaping. It's hard to explain sowing and reaping. We catch it at a glimpse. We see it in a small way. But in a bigger way, the kingdom rule is to sow seed, and it will come back to us. The interesting thing to me, in my mind, is the things that we sow, we want to sow good seed. We want to plant good things. We want to be kind, and they come back. But hear me. Those positive things are real and they come back, but there's also negative things that go out and they come back. It's a principle. If you sow bad seed, you have a bad harvest. If you sow good seed, you have a good harvest. That's a principle. And so, you know, if we're hanging around people that are positive, we'll have a positive outlook. If we're exclaiming and speaking positive, then, you know, positive things can happen. When we speak negative, negative things can happen. If we sow a life of complaining, what's going to be the effect of that cause? What's going to be the effect of that cause? I just want us to think about that, because it's so easy just to overrule that and just go on like, oh, well, sowing, reaping. Yes, sowing is something that we need to do. We need to sow kindness. We need to plant good seeds, because when we plant good seeds, we'll have a good harvest. And the seeds that we plant are the seeds that we're going to get. When we sow kindness, I believe kindness will come back. When we sow bitterness, bitterness comes back, and it's not good. It's not a good harvest. Those who sow trouble and mischief reap the same. Those who sow righteousness reap mercy. If God tells you to do something and you sow obedience, once you have passed the test, you will reap a good harvest. Remember the sequence. What you sow today, you will reap tomorrow. Some of us, you know, are reaping good things, and some of us are wondering, how come things are going so bad? We have to get our mindset that God said in Galatians 6, and we're going to read it here in a minute, but what we sow, we're going to reap. In some ways, that's a wonderful lesson to those that are sowing good. In other ways, it's like I'm stepping in your toes. But I want us to know that God wants us to reap the good things. Jesus said, I want you to have life and have it life more abundantly. He said it. So we're going to reap what we sow. Let me give you an illustration. Gene and I just had something happen. We were on our way to Mahaffey. I was so baffled. I didn't even know what was going on. Let me tell you this short story. So her and I are going up to Mahaffey. Every year we have to go up there and open up our cottage. So we are cleaning out, you know, we clean out the cottage, mow the grass. She's cleaning inside. I'm cleaning the gutters, you know, little cottage. So, but when we're not there, the electric's off, the water's off, there's nothing. So her and I went up, was it last Saturday? We went up. We're going through Punxsutawney, and I said, well, let's go through Burger King. You know, there's a Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, there's fast foods. We can just be on our way. So we go through Burger King. So we make an order. So we wait our turn. We come up to the window, and the lady says to us, okay, we're going to give you your order, but your order's been paid for. I said, what? She said, your order's been paid for. The car in front of you paid for your order. I said, oh, I never heard of that. I guess I'm behind the times. My girl said, Dad, you're like 10 years behind the times. I never experienced that. So we go through the Burger King, and so, okay, so I guess my order's paid for. So we go up. They give me my order. I hand her the bag. I pull out, and Gene says, this isn't our order. So I said, oh. So I said, I got to take it back in. So I go back in the store. I said, this isn't our order. There was like all kinds of Whoppers and French fries and all these things. And we had ordered mozzarella sticks and something else. And so I slid them on the counter. And the lady said, oh, yeah, we hit the wrong button. So we don't want that back. So here's your order. So I go out to the car. My head's like swirling. I get in the car and I said, I don't know what's happening. I've got two big bags of Burger King food that I never paid a dime for. Now, I'm driving out. What? What is happening? So Gene said, it's a blessing because when we get to the camp, we have no food and no refrigerator. Everything's off. Now I think that's reaping. But so that was a recent experience that, you know, we had. And, you know, it is interesting how God works. And it's all, sometimes it is by a surprise. Nothing, I learned this from the heifers, nothing takes God by surprise, but sometimes it takes us by surprise. It's like, what is happening here? So, we sow and then we reap. But we want to reap good things. So I just thought that was a recent happening that I thought went well with this. I was talking to a man in our church who's no longer here. I would never say this, and I won't say, I'll go to my grave with who it was. But I was talking to a man about God and, you know, giving, and somehow it got brought up. And this was years ago. He's not here, but he said to me, he said, well, I pay my bills first. I put my bills first. In other words, in giving, in life. Those were the words that my ears heard. I put my bills first. And you know what popped into my head? A scripture. And Jeff is going to read it. Go ahead and read that scripture, Jeff. In Matthew 6:33, listen to what this says.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Oh, I don't know why. That's the verse that, when he said that to me, whenever you hear something like that, it's like, oh, I put my bills first. And then, if I have a 10, I throw it in. I don't know. I don't know. In my heart, I can't go along with that theory. I understand. Man, I believe in paying our bills. We pay our bills. But think about it. What is going to be the sowing and what is going to be the reaping? And that's like in a whole different message, but I want to plant that seed. Oh yeah, seed. Plant, sow, reap. All right. Let's go to, turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. And let's see what God says about it. In Galatians, it's in the New Testament, right about in the middle, two-thirds through. You'll find Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. So Galatians, right after Corinthians. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6 and verse, I might be wrong, Galatians 6, 7. Am I right? Yeah, no, I'm right. Galatians 6, 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap." So I have to ask you the question, am I really preaching the word, or is this, I've never preached this message before, not in my entire life. But is this the word? Is this God's way? What does verse 9 and 10 say? "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Wow. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. That is the principle. You can't always see what you're doing. You can't always fear. You can't always feel. You can't always hear it. But it's the principle that in life God has set. It's like, I tried to explain this to my girls when I was raising them. I'm not sure if they ever fully got it. But dads don't know it all. I don't know it all. But there's something about honoring your father and mother. And the Bible says that you can have a long life through that. Honor your father and mother. If people don't honor or respect their father or mother, there's a principle that you're to do that. You're to expect, honor them. They're not always right, but you respect them and you listen. And sometimes they're more right than you want to give them credit for. When I was 15 years old, I didn't think my dad knew very much. And by the time I was 22 years old, I realized in 7 years how much he had learned. All right, let's go move on. We see the following laws and truths established in the Bible. Regardless of how small or insignificant things may look, they can become bigger than you ever expected. Within itself, the seed of a garden seed has the code or blueprint for it to expand and change forms, becoming the very thing it represents. The seed is inactive until placed in the ground, and then it dies and it germinates. Time must pass between seed time and harvest. The condition and maintenance of the ground is important. So we have to be patient, sow seed, water the seed, and the harvest will come. We have a 12 by 12 garden. I have a lot of seeds in. Some are sprouting and some are still in the germination process, and some may not. The conditions have to be right. But the farmers know about what to expect. You see crops of corn all around us. They know about what to expect because they're planting the seed. The seer sower sows seeds and reaps a harvest. We can sow the word of God and reap souls. We continue to do that. We continue to do that because we want to sow good things. But what our choices are in life is what our future will hold. This isn't going to be a long message, but I think the word of God is the powerful one. And it's meaningful. It's meaningful because we make choices, and sometimes we make choices that aren't good, and we reap the consequences of it. Be responsible for your choices today. You can choose to live in the flesh and still expect things to go well, but you can choose to be obedient and follow the Holy Spirit and follow the word of God. So listen to these words. Choose carefully. Choose carefully. There's times in my life I've chosen carefully, and there's times I haven't. There's times I've reaped good things, and there's times I've reaped hard times. And whose fault was it? Not God's fault, but because the principle was in front of me. We follow after him. We follow him. We reap what we sow. So just to kind of drive this point home just a little bit, I've made up some seeds, and we want to do something interactive here really quickly. It won't take too long, but I kind of, Jill's going to help me, Heather's going to help me, and we're going to pass out these little Ziploc bags and do something just kind of a sermon illustration. There's enough for everybody. And, oh, I'll take one. Hand me one. Thanks. And for those online while they're passing those out, those online listening, I thought maybe I would throw you one. We're throwing out garden seeds this morning. Everyone's going to get one. And then, I think my big brother Tom is probably listening. So, Tom, I'm throwing you a sunflower seed. Barb, my sister, I'm throwing her a cantaloupe seed. And everybody listening, I don't know who's on there. So we're throwing you a garden seed, a flower seed. Okay, everyone have a seed? Okay, now this won't take as long as it sounds. But what the seed you have, when you put it in the ground, that's what you're going to get. That is what you're going to reap. So let's go around real quick. What do you have in your hand? A radish seed. If she plants that, what is she going to get? Dave?
Squash.
Lettuce. Green bean. If she plants a green bean, she's not going to get a lettuce seed. She's not going to get lettuce. She's going to get what she sows. What do you have?
Squash.
Oh, panty flowers. He's going to get flowers. Yes. Dennis. Oh, basil, an herb. Zucchini. So, what we plant, if you plant it, that's what's going to come up. John. String beans, probably green. Oh, flowers. Oh, Bob?
Yellow squash.
I mean, what you plant is what you're going to get. Let's go way to the back. Carter, what do you have?
Cucumbers.
Dave?
Sweet basil.
Ooh, an herb, sweet basil. Georgia? Oh, that's cool. Sunflower seed. Chuck? Ah, he's got a flower seed.
Parsley.
Cool. Jill. Oh, another flower seed.
Green beans.
Lettuce.
Radish.
Parsley. Cucumber. Cantaloupe. Watermelon. What we seed is a principle. What we plant is what we're going to get. It really is simple. Sowing and reaping. So I hope I've stretched you in some way a little bit, because the principles are going to be there. We can't always see them, we can't always feel them, but we can see the effect, the cause and effect of what happens in our life. So this morning, I'd like to close in prayer in a little different way. Usually I pray, but I'd like if you would just bow your head with me and just repeat after me. Repeat after me this closing prayer. Lord, I know I will reap what I sow. Therefore, I will only sow good things. I am friendly, so I will have friends. I'm a blessing to others, so blessings come to me. I will give of my life. I want you, Lord, to give me a good harvest. I am looking for my harvest, and I will reap, because I won't give up. God is bringing me good seeds to sow. This is my spring. I will plant good seeds. I will water with believing. And in due time, I will reap what I've sowed. I will have a good testimony. And living for God is going to bring Him honor and glory. And we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to sow and the opportunity to have a good harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you. Happy sowing and reaping. Bless your hearts. You're dismissed.